Bill? Well, hello, everybody. I guess Bill is late again. Gosh, he's even doing this to me, and I'm actually out shopping at Fraser Farm, getting Thanksgiving goodies. And Bill asked me to be here and available for 12 o'clock to say hi to everyone. So here I am. I hope you can hear. I'm sitting in my car outside the grocery store. I just wanted to wish everyone the best Thanksgiving ever. Blessings from God for everyone, of course. And for all those, I hope there's people suffering in the world. My heart always goes out to them. They have the comfort of God no matter where they are. And anyways, I'm not like Bill that I can sit and talk to myself, you know, for hours on end. But I will say this. There's a sale on, Bill. Yeah. Where did you go, Bill?
I had to have a bio break, I call it.
Oh, of course.
Top of the hour bio break.
Favorite spot. I
got a joke here for you, though, while you were still on the line.
Oh, yeah?
I had one of our guys that's pretty funny. He sent me a picture of the Secret Service beside Donald Trump, and they're walking down the street. And you can imagine the attempt to take Donald and protect him, you know, for Secret Service, having to yell out or shout, "Donald, duck."
Doug, a bullet's coming.
Yeah, that's
well,
funny.
My dear Bill, did you know we have a sale on?
Yes, I do, and I've announced it earlier. But it's always good to remind people. By the way, we have sale on our Cardiovasc, on our Lumen Photon, all our products, and
how
it's a sale on top of a previous sale, 3 and 6 packs. Go ahead.
Guess what? How about this? There's a sale on everything, my dears, out there. Just go check it out at NutriMedical.com, or today you can call. We're going to be answering the phone at 888-212-8871 if you'd like to order by phone. This is your chance to get the 7 for Heaven sale, which is your 7% off, and your 7% off of previously on sale 3 packs and some 6 packs, or all anything that's on sale. Anything that's on the website is on sale. So other products are products, everything, and it's all, hey, this is the good part, are you ready? Everything is free shipping. One thing, two things, three things, four things, everything is free shipping, which, you know, we all love. So that's how we'll bless you during this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, send us health helper, how's that? I want to thank you. By the way, we will have a live show next Friday after Thanksgiving, and we have tons of questions.
Bill,
yes.
I was supposed to do a show, I thought, this Friday, but you told me the studio is closed.
Yeah, I found out that the studio is going to be closed, which is understandable. They're going to be out shopping or eating turkey.
They'll be eating, but you know what, Bill? It probably means that you and I are the only people that were planning on working on Friday.
That's because last weekend we were down taking a 5-day break, which is, you know, very good to have a break. But
we were in Cabo. Tell everybody, we were in Cabo.
Two days on the ocean.
2 days.
1 day in Cabo and 2 days back,
And, you know, hey, Bill didn't do this, but guess what I did? I went camel riding with my girlfriend, Lauren, Kelsey, and Kayla.
Oh, yeah.
We went riding camels on the beach. Can you believe this? Where was it?
Kelsey, our 23-year-old young lady with Down syndrome, rode the front camel on the caravan. And she was so proud.
She was in the very front.
Oh, no.
I wonder
if you should put your pictures up of you and Kelsey on the camel. And, of course, afterward, you were brave and let the camel kiss you.
I didn't want that. That was the camel did that. I was not asking for that. Trust me, it was horrible. It was so hairy. Oh my gosh. Anyways, that's because they put a carrot in your mouth and encourage you to. Lori was smart enough not to, and I'm there. Okay, I'll do it. Anyways, we had fun, Bill. We had our little break for the year, and So I don't want to interrupt you too much. Considering you're the hostess today.
I'm going to put up a little video with going over some of my recent consults. It'll be linked up to today's show. We also, of course, have our new live stream studio, which will be starting broadcasting multi-site conferences, and you'll be able to interact with us too live on the conference. So that's going to be amazing. Thank you, Michelle, and it's wonderful to have you here in the studio with me on Fridays. We'll be back next Friday, but of course,
the show will be back on the road on Monday. You're saying goodbye? You mean this is all I get? 2 minutes?
No, you can talk longer. Well, I think, do we have Jonathan there? Jonathan, are you there? I don't think I can hear.
I don't know. Oh, you have a guest on. I'm sorry, my dear. I didn't know you had somebody else on.
Oh, no. I'm not sure. I don't think we have Jonathan yet, so continue, Misha. Ah, we do have Jonathan now. Okay.
Continue.
Okay, good.
Okay.
What I'm going to do after the show is I'm going to put together a number of our key questions that people have raised that we usually do in our firing line, and I'll do a video presentation going over those, and that'll be actually on after the program. So that'll be posted up so people will be able to listen to that video. It'll also be posted over YouTube and Vimeo, and that's all free. So that'll be available to people too. Remember, you can always email me free any questions you have on any health issue or supplements and custom protocols, whatever, for your condition. I prefer that to just giving everybody access to the wellness conditions because I want to customize it for you. So thank you. And thank you, Michelle. And it was wonderful to have you.
I'm still talking.
Hey, yeah, go ahead.
Hold it. I have something else to say. Hold it.
Good.
What I wanted to say is the sale started last night at midnight. And the sale goes through to Monday at midnight. I forgot to tell you that. That's important. Why, is Jonathan there, Bill?
Yes, I think we do have Jonathan now.
Oh, okay, my dear. Okay. Well, I'm going back shopping, something I love to do. And
I think you're getting turkey stuffing and other accoutrements as I made the
sarcastic. Well, the stuffing, I just use the bread. No, I don't need that. All I need is I'm getting apples for apple pie I have to make this afternoon, and a pumpkin pie for you.
Right.
So I'm getting some pumpkin, and I'm getting everything, Bill. I'm having a lot of fun with you. I'm having fun, so I'll let you go and do your thing. And again, God bless everyone out there that's listening in our great big NutriMedical family.
Uh-huh.
And we'll catch you next Friday, I guess.
I have a good Charlie Brown joke at the top of our mass email I sent out after the show today, which I think people will have when they get their email. Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you do it. See you, Bill.
Okay, and Jonathan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be with you.
Okay, now your website is beforeus.com, and we also have to always be anchored in the Bible and the truth of the Bible, because even though we have the hubris over the election of Trump and Pence, we know that hanging over the future of America, like Damocles' sword, the ancient Greek mythology, is the issue that if we don't stay repentant and stay in God's will, we're going to do the will of Satan, because anything other than God's will is, by the definition, evil. A lot of people think good and evil are, in a sense, opposites, when really they're completely exclusive of each other. Good is hearing and doing the will of God, which in the Hebrew word is Shema, which is God thinks that if you haven't done His will, He assumes you haven't heard His will. And it starts off with reading the Bible, with contemplating in prayer. And also, the Bible is like, I call it a self-fulfilling locksmith, which is one of my favorite scriptures, is 2 Peter 2:10, which is no scripture is of private interpretation. In other words, the Bible, like a locksmith, interprets itself. Sometimes the answers are in the Old Testament and the questions are in the New and vice versa. But the Bible is a self-integrative, if you want to call it, combination, multi-site, non-linear lock system that shows it's the wisdom of the Most High that's completely outside of the timeline of history. And, we can look at some of the recent potential appointees. For example, I'm looking on Drudge that one of the top appointees that may end up becoming the Director of State Department is Mitt Romney. Now, people need to understand a little bit about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, from what I understand, is a globalist. Mitt Romney is also one of the senior members. He was a senior person in the Mormon Church. And the Mormons, after the Second World War, their giant financial deal of setting up a sugar plantation in Hawaii failed, and it had a major financial disaster to the Mormon Church. And one of the things that the Mormon Church did is they made deals with the Rothschilds. And so the Rothschilds have a direct tie and connection to the Mormon Church. The highest levels of Mormonism are all high-level Illuminati Masons, and they're tied to globalism. So you have to understand that if Mitt Romney gets in a position, and there's several other people I'm concerned about, including Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie, and others that, you know, are maybe Republicans and even some Democrats that are, in a sense, following the globalist pattern, which is, you know, crosses both parties, and it's purely satanic. Because a godly world, in a world where the nations shall come down and worship on the holy feast days, as prescribed in the Bible after the return of Yeshua, it says the rain shall not fall on those nations if they do not return on those holy feast days to worship in Jerusalem. That's an interesting prescription for peace in the future, which is stable nations that serve the Most High God. So I don't want Americans to be full of false hubris when they see the rise of Trump and Pence. I know the economy is probably going to get better, but it may have some earthquakes because we're teetering on the edge of a financial catastrophe. And the response of America to that catastrophe may be much different than they expected, which may lay the groundwork for considerable evil that's brought in the face of looking good. So we have to always be cautious, shouldn't we, Jonathan?
Yes, yes, we must. And Bill, you're quite correct. The Bible is the arbiter of, if we're uncertain about where world events are headed, we go straight back there,
right,
and we can reinterpret it and for the first time get a clear understanding of what's happening now in relation to where it's going to lead.
Now, I'll give you a good example of one of those things, and I'd like to hear your comment on it. If you study the word Gog, which is like a word, like an ancient Hebrew word, like calling somebody now Robert Bob, it's basically a short aphorism or name for someone that's a Hebrew. And it's, I'm against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. Now, it was written at the time with as an Ivrit Hebrew, 2,800 years ago plus, that actually those refer to Moscow, Tobolsk, of Rus or Russia, which are the grandsons of Noah. Interestingly, the Meshech and Tubal. What people should understand is that God sees the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end, and he is not nervous and he's on the throne. But what he wants us to do is he's speaking to us through the language of history, experience, and bad decisions, because we often try to presume that we know better than God as to what's good or evil. And people could do good, or some good, or make things turn positive, but they may not be, and may be doing any intentions out of their own heart, that temporarily, for example, King Nebuchadnezzar, which basically, if you understand ancient Babylonian, meant King of Kings, which is a blasphemy against the King of all kings, which is God. Nebuchadnezzar was made to be like an animal for 7 years and grazed like an animal because he wouldn't bow down when he was confronted by Daniel to the overlordship of the Most High God, which is the unseen God. And, Nebuchadnezzar, or Nebuchadnezzar is the proper pronunciation. People don't understand that these ancient truths are buried deep in the Bible, but they're there. Just like the king Nimrod, who had sent in his rabble to create destruction to cities and towns, and then sent in his armies to clear up the rabble, but they had to make him emperor. So that's how he expanded his empire. That's a form of ancient globalism. And that form of globalism is exactly what the PNAC documents and the globalists, which are both Democrat and Republican, are doing now through America and through their financial systems and their war-making and their chaos-making through things like ISIS and ISIL and even the open door with Angela Merkel and the European community opening up to this giant harage of Muslims is exactly the same as what Nimrod did in ancient times, isn't it?
Oh, yes, and it's very interesting that the Bible speaks of this great conglomeration in the end times as being Babylon the Great. And
right.
It's interesting that the man who has made himself the spiritual head of this organization calls himself King of Kings. That's one of his established titles. Sitting in the Vatican calls himself King of Kings. I've got it in writing from his own pen.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you've got the continuation of the Babylonian King of Kings title today in the symbolic, spiritual Babylonian King of Kings title. Everything ties up all the time, and world events can be interpreted in the late light of Bible prophecy, which is already risen. The future is already risen, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Go through some of that, please.
All right. Now, in relation to the United States, I think it's very, very interesting, and maybe later in the broadcast we could just do some praising and thanking with some wonderful things that are happening. And this is Thanksgiving in your country, and I think there's some things we can be thankful for, so maybe we could concentrate a little bit on those a little later.
Yeah.
But anyway, the future, as we said, is not just knowable. It's already written.
Right.
And as we probably realize by now, the popular talking heads on television and radio throughout the secular world keep on getting things wrong.
Well, they get it wrong because they're believing, you see, the king of this earth right now, the temporary small g god, is Satan. And under him is the Pindar, and then the Council of the Twelve, which includes the Pope and the head of the Masonic orders in America. And some of these orders have people that do good works and will do evil. But remember, Satan is a master of those that do good and evil. In fact, people need to understand that. They really don't, do they? That
he will often do good to hide the evil that's behind it.
Right. And again, it's like space chess. You have to understand that organizations that at the lower porch level do great good, for example, you know, if you look at the Shriners, for example, the Shriners have the Shriner Hospitals for Children, which is laudably wonderful. But in fact, the Shrine hat is based on the Fez Morocco hat, where when the Muslims came into Fez Morocco, they slaughtered 500,000 people, and they had recirculating fountains, and they cut their heads off and put their blood into the fountain so it ran blood red. They took the white hat of the Fezes, which are a typical hat of the people from Fez Morocco, which is a city back at the time of over 500,000 people plus, and during festivities could be several million. Literally dunk their hats in these fountains and turn them red. So when you look at the fez on the Shriners, they look beyond the Bible even to the Quran and to higher quote religious books like the Bhagavad Gita and the Upanishads. And they look on the fez, if you'll see, there's the scimitar and the half moon, which are the symbol of 17. My son Matthew's talked about this, which is a satanic numerology for Satan. So the people at the highest levels within Mormonism and within Masonism, which is penetrating every religion, in fact, there's more high-level Masons within Islam than all other religious groups put together. People need to understand that that's why they're so closely tied to globalism, is because they have similar goals.
Yes, absolutely, and this is not generally known.
Right, and the problem is that people don't understand that the Shriners at the highest levels are Satanists doing great works of good. And that's what's really scary about this, is people presume because you do good, you must be an angel. But they're angels of light. He says, you know, that God's given us a proscription against that, to realize even though an angel of light comes in your midst, do not believe them, because they do not come in my name. And it even talks about those people that say, have I done great works in your name? Have I not cast out demons? Have I not healed in your name? And God says, get away from you, you doer of evil. I know you not. In other words, they didn't communicate with God. They communicated with the powers of darkness.
That is right. Yes. Now, Bill, we can have a huge advantage over others who don't have this source of information. The
right.
source of information, I call it a secret weapon, if you will.
Right.
It's impeccable. It has a track record of more than 1,000 predictions. Yes, more than 1,000, not
right.
one of which has failed. Now, that's pretty good. When you've got
right.
prophecies that are 100% accurate, always come true. And so we can know what's going to happen next, and we can benefit. And as I see it happening right now in the United States, the settings are falling into place exactly as the next prophecy indicates,
right.
poised and ready.
Yeah.
And Trump's election will not change that. In fact, with Trump, it might even come sooner. Who knows?
Well, let me give you my analysis of what you're saying, because I've been spending a lot of time in prayer over this. I think Trump will raise the economy, but behind the scenes, and we talked about this with Harley Schlanger from Berlin in Hour 1, the world economy is teetering on collapse. But if you take a vast empire where 90% of the world's currency and money is in dollars, U.S. Fed notes, and you crash the world economy, that's going to mutate America into a very vast fascist empire, forcing a cashless system on the whole world. And we know what that is, don't we?
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and one shop from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before, and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. Jonathan, I'm going to make a prophecy and a prediction. I prophesy that although we have all this hubris about Donald Trump, and I'm a Trump supporter, but I have to people to understand this. I support him as long as he stays number one in prayer. He doesn't appoint globalists, and he doesn't do things that are dangerous. For example, and a couple of areas that I'm concerned about. Number one, I don't believe in chemical fracking. You can use microwaves. Number two, I don't believe that you can just kind of stop sanctuary cities. You should change the rules so that those sanctuary cities turn over their criminal illegals here. And then you also don't start frightening people that they're going to be deported en masse, 11 or 12 million people. That just creates more negativity because you have a divided country that further divides it. Those are signs that tells me some of the things that Trump's going to do have not been thought out rationally. Just like our policy of detente with Russia, people need to realize that Russia's not our ally. In fact, if you read the Bible, if you're a believing Christian, and I wrote the book Under Dictation from the Most High God, literally laying on my basement floor back many years ago, 27 years ago, is that if you read the scriptures of Ezekiel 38 and 39, it says, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. And if you read the table of nations that are there with the final battle, and it's not the battle of Gog and Magog, as some people divide it, it's the battle of Armageddon. There's only one battle. It may be several phases of it. Right now we're in the economic phase, but the attempt to trash the Deutsche Bank in Germany, and the fact that the derivatives market is teetering, and although we've seen this ridiculous hubris of excessively high stock market and NASDAQ, etc., we're on the knife's edge of a geopolitical financial collapse of the world economy. It's most likely that Europe will crash first. It's most likely next that it'll be Japan. And then you'll see the crash of Russia, which is teetering on catastrophe, which is why you see the policy of of Mr. Putin is to put a lot of their money into military advancements and then to start moving into Crimea and eastern Ukraine, etc., and try to retake territory in eastern Poland. The real issue is we see the parties that be, including China, who can't support their own population because the Gobi Desert is expanding dramatically, so they don't have land to even grow the food they need for their population. They want to take over the South China Sea, which is a major corridor for international travel, which will cause a direct military conflict with America and the West. So all the places are put in place that, and this is my prediction, in 2017 heading to 2020, we are going to see a crash in the world economy. We are going to see the world move toward a cashless system, which is going to be tied directly to biometrics. We're going to see the BRICS nations make a deal with the deal maker, which is the Fed Reserve System, which is primarily European and American. Five out of the six voting banks in the Fed Reserve System are European. Only one, the Bank of New York, is actually American. There's lots of other banks that are part of the Fed Reserve System, but they're not voting members of the board. And what people should understand is that the crash of the world economy will take the Trump presidency, which is full of good positive plans for building the economy and bringing jobs back, etc., and a lot of those things may happen. But just like structurally fixing health care, if you don't get rid of malpractice, if you don't allow portability of insurance across state lines, if you don't get away from fee-for-service, and if you don't get away from large drug companies and large medical establishments and doctors way overcharging if they're surgeons, say, getting $30 or $40 million a year, you're never going to fix the healthcare system. You're still going to have a eugenic system, and you're just going to tinker around the edges of it, pretending that you're going to fix it, and people are going to catch on when their cost of healthcare or the amount of people that basically can't afford copays goes ballistic. Now, what I expect of the Trump presidency is they're going to suffer an earthquake in the world economy, and their solution, which will temporarily work, will be to move to a cashless system, ordering the Fed and the International Monetary Fund to do things, which will move us many steps toward what I call a cashless system that either in this presidency or a future one will be the basis for the mark of the beast. Because I've said, and I'm the only one on earth, and this is a fact, that has said the mark of the beast can only come from the only superstate in the world, which is America. Now, I can't tell if it'll be during a Trump presidency or one or two presidencies hence after, but the groundwork of the world economy crashing will lay the groundwork for the mark of the beast, and it will come from the United States. That's a fact. And that's not disputable, by the way. That's not thus say Dr. Deagle in my predictions. That's a thus saith the Lord. And that's a pretty serious statement, isn't it?
Well, Dr. Bill, let me say this. Coming from a totally different direction, and I know that you and I have talked about this before, the Book of Revelation actually identifies two superpowers in the end times.
Right.
One of which will rise up peacefully with Christian principles.
Right.
But then it will enforce the mark, tell the world to follow the mark of the beast, which is related to the first power. So it does come from America.
Right. And the first power is Rome and the European Empire, which will become a super state without Britain at the time of the end. That's why Brexit was a prophetic event to happen, and then the election of President Trump and Vice President Pence. Trumpets. See, that's the final Trumpets.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I believe we're at a time like what I call a Jonah moment, where we're not Jonah saying, God, fry the Ninevites because you told me after I ran from you and I was swallowed by the whale and you spewed me up on the coast of, so I ended up in Nineveh. Why aren't you frying them, God? So God actually had a plant grow over Jonah while he's up in the mountains looking down for Nineveh to be fried, which is a giant city. I think it was like 60 miles by 60 miles. I mean, that's a huge city, 3,600 square miles. With a wall so high, three chariots could cross at the top of the wall 60 feet up. So just imagine a city that huge. And millions and millions of people inside Nineveh. And what people should start to realize is that the Empire of America has been set up specifically. We don't even have bomb shelters to protect the population if there's a thermonuclear war or protection against EMP. And in fact, if we move towards smart meter systems, it makes our military and our power grid system even more liable for cybernetic attacks. So when I hear them remonstrating about the fact that we're not only, in a sense, doing economic warfare with Russia and China, we're not doing anything defensive. We have a department of offense, but not a department of defense. And at the same time, the Christian church is absent without leave because there is a dearth of prophetic voices that speak logic based on the Bible. And, you know, I find it very disturbing that the church is absolutely don't leave. I mean, they'll talk about pro-life issues, for example, sometimes, and they'll talk about the fact that they're going to put in, you know, a pro-life president and vice president, which is good. But the fact is, if you're not constantly doing everything in your power to make sure that every decision you make is based on the Bible and on a personal relationship with the Most High God, you can't avoid but do evil, even if it looks good on its surface. And, you know, the range of appointees that's going to be under the Trump administration, I don't know if we're going to have a period of grace. We might have two terms of grace, and then all hell breaks loose, because the very fact of the things put in place by Trump are going to be temporarily very good for America, but in the long term may actually set things up for the mark of the beast down the road. And I'm very concerned that, you know, for example, and I've made this statement before, and I've asked people to dare to challenge me on it, there is not an individual on earth that spoke publicly, including Snowden, etc., that knows more about the technical and the spiritual aspects of the mark of the beast than I do. And I was appointed to go there by the Most High God directly. In fact, you know the story, and I've told you this before, and I mentioned it on air, that the Promise software and the connection to the No Such Agency and Project Omega, which was conceived in Nazi Germany in the 1930s, completed by George Bush Sr. in 1982, and the connection with all secret agencies of every nation on Earth, the cybernetic control of digital currency, is just waiting in the wings for the financial disaster, and that system will control every aspect of life. And they do test market, for example, in China, where your social score determines whether you can even get a job in China. Those systems of control of the financial system are coming. And despite what they say they think they can do, they're restricted by what is possible, partly by the issues of history, but also by the fact that Donald Trump is not all-powerful. Neither is the heads of the IMF or the Federal Reserve. They're all being pawns moved by Satan toward a cataclysm for the human race. And, the only one that can match wits with Satan and Lucifer is God himself. And he speaks to us through the Bible. So if we don't stay focused on his word and with a personal relationship, we can easily be deceived by our leaders, who we can have the correct intentions of their heart, but they're not in communication with God to ask his opinion. And that's disturbing, which is why in the ancient world, the prophet priest was always above the warrior king. Samuel was above Saul. People don't know that, do they?
Well, of course he was, yes. And you know what? The spiritual solution is always more relevant than the political solution.
Of course.
We mustn't just focus on a political mending for America's problems. That's not going to work.
Right, and that's why when I hear, for example, some of the kind of like what I call the peace work that tries to make things look up to politics to fix health care or international relationships or economies, or even dealing with, for example, the sanctuary cities, the solution isn't to wipe out the sanctuary cities, because you frighten millions of good people who are probably going to be left to actually stay in America and have a long pathway to citizenship. The solution is to change the rules that if you're going to have your funding cut off if you don't turn over the convicted, proven criminals are actually registered in court, that will then need to go directly into prison either here or to their home country. That's the solution, not the one that they're talking about, which is to change the rules so ICE is going to literally frighten the hell out of millions of good Americans and their children, often their anchor babies born in America. And you can't change that because it's an amendment to the Constitution that goes back to the Civil War. You have to actually use some rationality here, which unfortunately, and I'm going to make the statement now, I haven't seen a hell of a lot of it, even from the Trump-Pence administration. What I see is ungodliness that's going to scare the hell out of people, and eventually this honeymoon period is going to end catastrophically, especially if the world economy crashes and they do things that I consider may look good, at least temporarily, for America, but in the long run will lay the groundwork for very great evil to be done by this nation. That's what I'm very concerned about.
Well, I'm going back to Bible prophecy on this matter, Bill.
Yeah.
The prophecy I was referring to, the one that mentions this great power coming up with Christian principles in the New World, and which today we see as a fulfillment in the United States of America. There's never been a country like it in history.
Right.
The prophecy actually says it's going to turn around and speak like a dragon. Now, a nation speaks through its legislation.
Right.
That's how every nation speaks. It speaks through its laws.
It had the appearance of a lamb, is what it says in the Bible, but when it spake with the voice of a dragon.
That is right. So it's actually a transformation. The whole atmosphere is of a lamb until it suddenly starts speaking like a dragon.
Right.
And it will form what the Bible says is an image to the beast. Now, this is in honor the purpose of the image is to honor the first beast. Now, people often think a big statue is going to be erected, but let me put it this way. The first mention of a word in the Bible is looked upon by Hebrew scholars as a dictionary guide to the use of that word throughout Scripture to follow.
Right.
For example, the word image in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 1, and God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." So you've got a dictionary definition there. The word image is defined as likeness. And so this is a biblical principle that the first occurrence of a word in the Bible generally helps us in fixing the meaning of a word later.
Right.
Now, when you make an image to or of something, one becomes an exact likeness of that other one. Now, Jesus is described as the express image of God because he exhibited the exact character of the Father.
Right.
And in forming an image to the first beast of Revelation, the second beast becomes a perfect likeness in character to that first beast. Now, the first beast arose as a union of church and state.
Right.
When Rome used secular government to enforce her own observances, for example, Sunday observance across Europe.
Right.
And everything had to change, otherwise you were thrown into prison or you were burnt at the stake. And when Rome used secular government to enforce her laws in the 4th century, most of the Christian world was still observing the Bible Sabbath.
Right.
But the church in Rome united church with state and by force of arms and the slaughter of millions got Sunday to replace the Sabbath. This is well-documented history. Now, the papacy's plan for America is to do America to do the same. For religious bodies in America to join forces with the White House to secure government support to enforce their beliefs. And when that is achieved, American Protestantism will have formed an image to the papal beast. That's Bible prophecy.
Right.
And this plan is very well advanced.
Right. People need to understand that all of Europe is under the boot of the Vatican.
That is right.
1293, the then Pope kicked the crown off the King of England, who was being coronated, to indicate to him that he was in control not only in ownership of the crown of England, but also all the citizens, the lands, the animals, and everything. People need to understand that the financial system of the world, which is under the Vatican, is under the if you want to call it the Jesuits, and is under the so-called Sabbatean Jews who received the kippah. The little skull cap of the Jews did not originate in Israel, did not originate in Hebrew mythology or the Bible. It originated in the Vatican. People don't know that, do they?
That's true. It's absolutely true.
And the kippah meant that they were under the authority of the Vatican. So the financial systems of the world, going back to the Knights Templar, are all completely still, including the Rothschild system of banking, which is the, if you actually look at the Euro notes, it has all the symbology of the Rothschilds, a red shield. It's still under the authority of the Vatican. People don't know, it's not just the Banco Ambrosio of Rome. All of the banking systems of the Western world, now the BRICS nations, are a breakaway, but they only make up 10% of the world financial economy. They make up 60% plus of the world population, but only 10% of the actual physical notes of money. And that means they're going to fail, and their failing is going to bring about the mark of the beast, which will force the financial system on India, China, Russia, and all these other nations, and it will probably mean the rise of a new alternative treaty to the TPP. You see, what people should understand, this is the second part of my prediction, is that Trump will get rid of the TPP, which China hated because it excluded them, and this is a war-making strategy of Obama and the Western banks. But Trump will bring China into a world economic system, so all the BRICS nations will be in a conglomerate to make a deal with the West, and they will be absorbed. And my prediction is that the Russia and Chinese will initially embrace it and realize this is wonderful for their economy, which is internally crashing. China is blowing up with their shark loans and their other things. Even though they've had 7-8% growth, it's about to stop like a heart attack. And the only thing that can prevent the overturning of the Communist People's Republican Army, which are now in their 70s and 80s, is the refurbishment of their economy, because they're training 7-8 people for every job available in China now. People don't realize that their economy is ready to crash and burn real fast. And they're looking forward to a new arrangement. That's why the Asia summit, they kept they treated Obama like dirt, because he is dirt, and he tried to treat China with great disrespect. What's going to happen, though, China and Russia and these other nations are going to be trapped by this new financial arrangement, and they're going to get very angry, and their anger will burst out forth halfway through this so-called seven-year period of peace, which is fomented and signed in the Middle East with the setting up of the sacrifice in Sukkot in Jerusalem, and it will be broken at what's called the Battle of Armageddon. And I am against you, O Gog, chief prince, and all the table of nations are Muslim nations, Russia and China. It says, even in the Red Book of Mao Zedong, and he actually quotes Revelation 9, that he can raise the army of 200,000. He actually quotes that in the Red Book. People don't know that, do they?
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yes. So what people should start to realize is that Trump is negotiating a better deal that will eventually bring in an alternative to TPP that will allow America to have prescient control over the world economy. And when these nations realize just exactly how trapped they are, they're going to get pretty damned angry. And they'll realize that they've taken the poison pill, which 95% of it was really sugary, but 5% was financial geopolitical cyanide. And when they realize that, it'll be too damn late. That's what's going to happen. That's what I predict in the next 4 years of a Trump-Pence presidency, is that he's the master dealmaker. People really underestimate Donald Trump. This guy is a financial dealmaker par excellence, probably the best negotiator in thousands of years. And when they realize what he's done, which will be very good for America, at least temporarily, the rest of the world is going to have a conniption.
Well, we can see events moving exactly as they should. They're going in the right direction, according to the prophecies.
Oh, yeah, you'll see jobs come back. You'll see the economy come back. You'll see robotic factories of apples being robotically produced in America. You'll see the Ford plant not moving to Mexico. But these other economies and these other nations are going to have a fit. I mean, people don't understand it, that the trade dumping and the currency manipulation of China have been tolerated by globalists for years to pick America to the bone like a Thanksgiving turkey. That game is going to be over with Trump. Trump is serious. And what he's planning on doing is going to build America back to be the prescient superpower. And everybody better toe the line with America or they're going to have a cardiac arrest. And that will lay the groundwork for what I call the ultimate global revolt against America and the West. And America, people don't understand this, have weapon systems and cybernetic control and digital programming. That's why when it says it's going to make an image of the beast, it's an AI system. People don't know that they launched the AI system in 2005. Did you know that? 2005 was a full launch. It started in 2003. That system is an artificial intelligence system that's in every database and every computer system on Earth under the No Such Agency, that's infiltrated every agency on Earth, including Communist China, Russia, etc., and it's in prescient control of all the data. He who rules the Earth rules the data. And when data becomes money and travel and control and politics, etc., you run the world. And what Satan's done through the NSA is create an omniscient system that allows America and the bankers behind it and the Vatican behind them to run the world. Amazing, eh?
Well, we're living in a time now where it's not time to go to sleep and just do our own thing.
We've got to presume that everything's going to be fine. Go back to sleep. It's, you know, we're going to have jobs again. Everything's fine. Yes, we are. The economy's going to get better, and Trump's going to fix it. But the side effect, especially with the other nations, when they realize exactly what's happened, they're going to freak. And we're not talking about the left. The left are just nuts. And people making fun of Trump and doing all these foolish things and making fun of Melania, they're disgusting. And these people are just want to destroy the family, want to have abortion, want to do all these crazy, stupid things. It's all a satanic distraction. The real issue is Satan setting up America to be the prescient superpower. And believe me, these other nations are going to freak when it really happens, financially and otherwise. And I can tell you right now, people, Russia and China should know this. I had a four-star general underground on July 10th, 1994, because I have a photographic memory, who told me, and specifically, we have technology that without firing one bullet or one missile can kill everyone, say, in Beijing, by scanning them with a satellite-based gamma-ray collimated weapon system that can kill everyone inside a city as large as Beijing without peeling the paint from the walls or starting a grass fire in the front yard. People need to understand there is no power on earth that has weapon systems literally centuries ahead of anybody else, including cybernetic weapon systems that have quantum programming and the capacity to know about every digital byte on the planet and every system on earth. So when Snowden's talking, these other fools, they're just a distraction. What I'm telling you about the mark of the beast and the pressing control of quantum computing, people have no idea where we are now. They have no idea. They have no idea whatsoever that the mark of the beast is on an AI system that's so advanced. There's no phone conversation in any country, including 3Com in China, that's not analyzed and totally known by an omniscient system. So I want people to continue to pray for Trump and Pence that's grace, but doesn't turn us toward a disaster.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. So I'm praying very strongly for Trump Pence that they're a period of grace, like the king of Nineveh, the repentant in sackcloth and ashes. But I'm very concerned that world events may conspire to force a Trump Pence presidency and its affiliate surrogates, etc., to do things that will lay the groundwork. Because, and I want to lay a few things out there so people in other languages and people should know this. If you're Russia or China or any other nation on earth, you cannot do cybernetic or physical warfare with America without annihilation. I don't care if you're Russia and China and you've got an overburden of nuclear missiles. If America fully implements its anti-missile system, which has been held back by both George Bush Jr. And the Abominator, is fully implemented, it makes America completely impervious to any kind of weapon attack by missiles or bombers. If America is like a master black belt artist and can strike an enemy and the enemy can never strike us, no one can stand against us, whether it's cybernetic control of the finances or military operations. And they need to understand this, that America, if it takes the wrong turn because of circumstances, it's going to become the dragon nation. And yes, America is going to get stronger, in fact, stronger than anybody ever imagined, because America under Trump presidency is going to exert the power that it has. It's been being gradually drained to create a globalist satanic empire, which will vastly reduce the world population. But America has to stay in prayer, or it's going to go down the wrong road, and it's going to become literally the weapon of Satan to subjugate the earth and create a war called Armageddon. And you need to know, yes, we're the ally of Israel, but setting up the abomination that desolates, which is against Christianity, that indicates we're going to start a blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount because we're, quote, you know, indiscriminate allies of Israel, is an abomination. And when we set up the Palestinian state, which is a Muslim state, which is directly against God and territory given to Abraham, and not given to pagan Satanists called Islam, which is a satanic religion, that's what it is, you have to understand that God is proscribed against that, and that first day, which is the birth date of not only Adam, but Yeshua, on Sukkot, the Feast of David, or Tabernacles, we're going to tabernacle with Lucifer during that seven-year period. And in the middle of that, the revolt by the world powers is going to create the Battle of Armageddon. So I want to hope and pray that the Trump presidency is going to be a period of grace, not devilishness, and that our response will not be satanic, because we'll be in prayer, not only advising these people, but strongly having our hand on the tiller, that we don't let Trump do stupid things like pushing things like that. Oh.
Look what I got you at the grocery store. Time Special Edition, Donald Trump. How do you like that?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Do you want to grab your earphones?
No, I'm just running in. Are you on this?
Yeah. So Time's got a special edition on Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States.
How do you like that?
Yeah, I do. That's really good.
I hope it's well written.
Yeah, so we had a good talk with Jonathan. And we're cautiously entering Thanksgiving, and I want people to thank God. But the most important thing is you approach God with repentance and with sacrifice and thanks. But you realize that the only source of good is to hear and do God's will, not to do the will of men or the will of our own intellect.
I need you to bring in the groceries.
Yeah. Well, that'll wait a few 2-3
then
minutes.
I need you to peel the apples.
Yeah. That's good. Okay, well, we'll see you later, man.
Everybody, NutriMedical.
Yes. So, Jonathan, final comment.
Final comment? Get out of the big cities. That's going to be the safest place. We'll get as far away from the cities as you can.
Yeah, I tell people the first step is, number one, read your Bible and pray face down before God. Offer up the Trump-Pence presidency to be a presidency of grace, like the king of Nineveh that repented, and not the groundwork for America becoming the cause of an economic and political collapse and the rise of a dragon empire. May God bless America and bless us and give us Thanksgiving this weekend, but may we stay constantly in prayer and realize that what we're hearing today is the voice of prophecy and the voice of the words of the Most High.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A, republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.